Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
The cord on these headphones is too long, man. And now it's locked into the thing on my chair again. Ah, yes. We're celebrating College Radio Week on the show.
Yes. We're just kind of, it's like Wayne's World. We're broadcasting from the basement, and it's all kind of improvised.
Yeah. Oh, God, help us all.
That's all right. I continually step on my cord and disconnect my headphones. And
yeah, these cords are long for headphones.
They are.
Okay. Well, that was exciting. Joining us right now is Stefania Bell. She's an ESPN reporter, a physical therapist. She's become an author, and she's on air and online sports commentator as well at ESPN. She serves as an American football injury analyst there. Stefania, thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, I can't wait to see this documentary. It's about quarterback Alex Smith and his amazing, grueling road to recovery chronicled in this program. Let's begin with the injury that happened, what, 2 years ago, I guess? Yeah, November 2018.
Yeah, about a year and a half. Yeah, November 2018.
So it's a leg injury, and at the time, and I remember, and Mike said he just watched it, a replay of it, and it didn't look nearly as bad as it turned out to be. But explain what happened.
It's interesting because the angle that you originally saw when that injury happened, I don't even think reflected how serious of a fracture he had.
Yeah.
And when you see the piece in full, we show different angles. And my job is to look at these injuries from multiple views. So I had seen that. But when you see it from a certain angle, you recognize that he did have a pretty severe fracture. But these are not totally uncommon in football, right? You've got big bodies moving at high speeds. It's what we call high-energy injury. And a broken tibia or shin bone in football is not totally unusual. It was really the nature of the fracture. It was a spiral fracture, so basically rotating around the bone as opposed to like a straight-line crack through it. And it ran from his ankle up to about his knee. So the fracture itself was fairly complex, and then on top of it, the bone pierced the skin. And when you have that open fracture, unfortunately, the risk of infection goes way up because immediately it introduces the possibility of contaminants. Anything that the leg is, in his case, the leg is exposed to in that air, whether it's the field, you know, happened to be a wet field that day, water, sweat, socks, what have you. So unfortunately, that infection is ultimately what ended up complicating Alex's injury even further.
Yeah, and he almost died from sepsis because of that infection, right?
That's right. And, you know, immediately you look at everything they did. They got him to the hospital right away. You go into surgery, you flush out the wound to clean it as best you can. They repaired the fracture. It was complicated, but they did it. They had to use extra hardware because Alex is a tall guy and he has a long shin bone. But they were pleased with the results and everything seemed to be going fine. And unfortunately, because bacteria are microscopic, you do the best you can to clean out the area. But if a couple of the bugs stick around, they can rear their head a little bit later. And unfortunately, that's what happened in Alex's case. And within about a little bit over 48 hours, he was spiking a fever. And that's when the infection really presented itself.
I have not seen this documentary yet, but you can watch it Friday at 4:30 our time on ESPN. I'm going to take a wild guess here and think that I should suggest to our many, 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 many listeners not to watch it during dinner.
I think that would probably be best. You know, luckily it's 4:30, so you could do it before dinner. And but this all has a very inspirational ending, so I think you'd be fine to eat afterward. But we do have a graphic images warning that comes before one of the segments, and some have asked about that. And the honest response as to why that's included is I think it's impossible to tell the story and be authentic about it, which is something that Alex really wanted. And Alex, when he decided he wanted to document his journey back, it was important to him that we get the good and the bad, you know, the highs and the lows, knowing as he did that it was not going to be a simple recovery.
And sure.
That's why it's been a year and a half. So, but you don't enter into the decision to show these things lightly. There's a lot of consideration given to the idea of presenting it, but it really was an integral part of his story, and I don't think it could be told without it.
It's called Project 11. 11 was Alex Smith's number. How's he doing now? I mean, is he still hospitalized? He had to do like 17 or 18 surgeries.
Right. He's doing great now. He's actually, he's in Hawaii currently. He's been on football fields. His recovery is nothing short of remarkable. And it's really a testament to not only the medical care that he's received throughout, but to him as a person, because all the same circumstances apply to someone else. I'm not sure you have the same outcome. So he's actually doing quite well compared to where he was. And you're right, 17 surgeries have happened in total between the time he went in following the injury and where he is now.
The executive producer, Andy Tennant, said, "No NFL player has ever been through what Alex Smith has. He's normally a very private person, but he wanted to document his road to recovery as well, and as detailed as possible, with the hope that future players could use it as a roadmap." So explain how this documentary works. I mean, how long did it take? I mean, how much time was spent? Give me all the details there.
Alex's injury was November of 2018. And we came into the picture around January of 2019. So once Alex got through the really most harrowing part of his experience, he then, in conversations with his doctors and looking himself for someone to follow as somebody who had gotten through this type of thing and how they'd navigated it, they told him there really isn't anyone for us to direct you to, because no other athlete that we're aware of has ever had anything quite like this. Certainly there have been people with serious injuries and fractures, and people have infections, but the exact consequences that he had they weren't replicated. I mean, there was nobody that had really come before with the exact same thing. So that was part of Alex's decision to document. And when we showed up in January of 2019, he was really just recently out of the hospital. And we didn't set a timeline for the project. We wanted to be there until it felt like the right time to tell it. So we've been filming really up until, I don't recall the last time we shot a scene, but it was shortly before. I think the last time I saw them was shortly before the travel restrictions were put in place.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that we had already planned for around this time to air it, and he was at a good spot where it felt like the story had a natural conclusion for the piece, even though his journey is not yet complete. And then we've been working on it ever since. And interestingly, remotely, you know, the editing and some of the recording, and there's one person in the studio sound mixing, and it's sort of amazing how you all get this done when you're mostly working from home. But up until the 11th hour, this is being worked on. So that entire time has all been part of the process.
Alex Smith has said his goal is to return to playing football as an injury analyst, etc. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, after getting to know him and seeing what he's done over the last 15 months, I think it'd be far from me to be the one to say that he can't do that. I think at the beginning, Alex's sights were not set on football. They were just set on getting back to some kind of normal functioning life as a husband and as a dad of three young kids. And he's clearly done that. And I think, you know, that will be conveyed as you watch the piece. But he started getting the itch for football again. And I think as he made progress and he surprised people along the way with how well he was doing, it became a more realistic possibility that he could do something that no one's ever done before. And I think that challenge is intriguing to him. He's a guy who likes a challenge, and he's one of the hardest working people I've ever met and most determined. So whether it happens or not, who's to say? I mean, football itself is in sort of a limbo right now, given the current situation around the country and
sure.
around the world. But
yeah.
So it's hard to know, because OTAs would have happened in April and May, and he might have been participating in those, but we won't know that because they're not happening now. So I think that the progress he's made and his determination certainly leaves the door open for that to be a possibility.
Project 11 on ESPN, the documentary airs this Friday, 4:30 our time. Stefania Bell, am I saying that right?
Yes, you certainly are.
I'm Stefano, you're Stefania.
Yep, there you go.
ESPN reporter, injury analyst, and the documentary again, Project 11, Friday, 4:30 our time. Thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on and for taking an interest. I hope you get to catch the piece.
Oh, I will. I probably won't be having dinner, but that's a little 4:30 is a little early for me anyway. I'm old, but
Good.
Not, you know, I'm not that old.
Not quite there yet. No.
All right. Thank you so much.